Tonight on SDPB-TV, you can tune in for the Prairie Doc. Dr. Richard Holm is with us again to say hello. Hello, Dr. Holm.
Hi, Lori.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm at a medical meeting in Brookings right now, seeing a group. It's our state internal medicine club meeting called the American College Physicians, and I'm just enjoying so much the camaraderie of my friends.
That sounds delightful. Give me an idea of what's on the program tonight.
Tonight it's Ask Anything. And so I thought maybe you and I should talk about where the science is behind making people live or allowing people to live longer and live better. There's some great science on this topic.
All right. Where do you want to begin? We could probably talk for an hour on that.
Oh, we could. So what do you think? I'm going to give you an opportunity to guess what makes the biggest difference. What do you think we know scientifically has shown the greatest difference in allowing a person to live longer?
Relationships.
You know, that's probably number two or three.
Okay, I'm close.
Scientifically, that's right on the top three. That's it, right? Relationships, the camaraderie, the friendships. Yeah. That's why I brought it up, because this is what I'm doing right now, is just seeing old friends. I've got friends from Kansas, from Illinois, and Florida that I'm talking to right now. But most of them are from all over the state of South Dakota. Great friendship. Relationships, that friendship is a very, very important part in people living longer. You know, the family that they developed relationships with, and people who can have friends, the churches that surround people with love during tough times, those relationships are very important. Two things are left.
All right, diet.
Okay, so they have looked at diet. And it's interesting that they have found that people who eat less calories do better. And that if you're going to talk about an oxidative load that causes a person to get atherosclerosis and hardening of the arteries, it isn't lipid-lowering drugs that make a difference. It hardly scratches the surface. What really makes a difference is less calories. I mean, they can talk about carbohydrates and fats and protein, because that's what makes up our diet. But it's the number of calories that you eat. And if you eat fewer calories, and I'm not talking about being skinny or fat, because that seems genetic, but it's eating less calories in your diet. And, of course, if there's one component that makes the biggest difference, it's vegetables.
Sure.
So less calories, more vegetables. That's the key for diet. What's the first most important thing, however, for longevity?
I'm kind of torn. I'm going to go with stress management.
Okay, I think that stress management is important, and everybody talks about it, and that some of that is the relationships that you have, but that's not on the top list for me. The top list is exercise.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that, because that's the thing I don't do. So, I was avoiding it.
Well, yes, I can see you're avoiding that.
That's denial.
You do great on that. Yes, denial. And it doesn't have to be a huge amount, but if people can go for a brisk walk 30 minutes every day, they are, you know, golden. I mean, it makes it as, you know, and of course, people who do perfect diets have great friends, and exercise rigorously still can die early from cancer or heart attacks or diabetes or whatever, but still, the chances of living a quality life, a better life, longer, has to do with the balance of those three things. And so you want to encourage people. It isn't with a darn pill.
Right.
I mean, I've prescribed a gajillion pills in my lifetime, but it isn't the pills. It's an exercise program. And I'm saying this to everyone listening. You can find a way to get 30 minutes of walking every day.
Right.
You've done it.
All right. You check with me next week, and I will start. And I will try, because Dr. Holm gave me a prescription.
I am counting on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Tonight, Prairie Doc, Dr. Holm, you can tune in to SDPB TV. We'll catch up with you next week. In the meantime, get your 30 minutes of exercise in today. Thanks, Dr. Holm.
Thank you, Laurie.